Now that's mildly amazing, rather, mused the chairman of the board, gazing bored but vaguely troubled under his pinkly polished cranium through the boardroom double glazing. Paused in his morning chores of watering the tropical flora on the floor below the window. Hello. Who's that man his back towards us? Must be raving. Who's that man and why is he walking out when everyone's arriving? Senseless, but there's no use talking. Think of all the benefits, security that we provide. Facilities for recreation, entertainment, donkey rides. Hours for leisure, pleasure, hobbies willingly are organized. Who's that man and why is he walking out into the sunrise? Who's that man and what's he doing? There's his pension fund accruing. What's the point of simply blueing? All is worked for round by round. He could work it out on the adventure playground. If he wants excitement, it's for sale downtown. Who's that man is back towards us? Where's he think he's bound? If he wants excitement, it's for sale downtown. I want the palaces of fun. I'm going back to the ways of the city, where the sky is like a copper drum. At the palaces of fun you see the firmament blaze, the sunsets like the sinking of a gong. See the pulsing vapor shines over all those billboards and signs. I want the palaces of fun, I want the sleazy cafes, the people in the town where I belong. The palaces of fun and the amusement arcades, electric doorways where the crimson guitars thrum. In palaces of fun the double fuzz parades, and fiddle with the chains around their thumbs. The queer light at night in isolated rooms, lit by a television screen. Somebody in a chair accompanied by yells and guns and screams. The deafening loneliness in there. See the rain-soaked sidewalk at night. See the stars, the gutters full of light. I want the palaces of fun, I want the Clubland raids, the faces chewing gum, the ready-mades. The rag doll in the underpass, yellow tiles all round, about awkward people can't get past, singing a song about love. I want the palaces of fun, the screaming hip parades, shake the ground, I like the sound of distortion. Give me the palaces of fun and make it loud, 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 louder so I can't hear what it says. Behind the window, filled with sun-bleached magazines, the bleak brown-shouldered dreamers dreaming dreams, turning the pages looking for love. Chromium balls and painted whore. Bang in the plunger and flash up the score. Cherry, cherry, cherry lemon and the change cascades. If you want the fruitful life, that's where it's fun. I want the palaces of fun. Come see the fire brigade hosing down the pavement where the crumpled form is made. Behind the palaces of fun amid the crooning shades. With a methylated bomb, drown in clouds of laughter and leers. Can you see the bearded lady's tears? I want the palaces of fun. Give me the ace of spades. For when the head is numb, the smile won't fade.
I am the music man. I come from down your way and I can play. I play piano. I am the music man. I come from down your way and I can play. I play the trumpet. I am the music man. I come from down your way and I can play. I play the organ. I am the music man. I come from down your way and I can play. I play saxophone. I am the music man. I come from down your way and I can play. I play the guitar. I am the music man. I come from down your way and I can play. I play the bagpipes. I am the music man. I come from down your way and I can play. I play the drums. I am the music man. I come from down your way and I can play. I play music. I am the music man. I come from down your way and I can play. I play music.
tongue of winner, come a shooter, poo poo shooter. A poo poo shooter. Did win, cool shooter. A cool pool shooter. And they sound to the sort of like the fable. The vantage got enough you had to be the real. His knees were shaking as he made his plea. And I know your monkey ain't better than me. A little old turtle sitting on his stool. It sure is ugly, but I can't shoot.
Fiddly, I Farmer Andy. We think he's just dandy.
When he started playing on our very first date,
how we began a hitting on Nate.
Now of a Saturday night, come on and kick out a light at the barn dance hidey-o. Hear the fellow who was mellow as the copper said he cello.
Pee-pi fiddly I-o, I-o.
Pee-pi fiddly I-o.
The devil called his henchmen to his fiery throne one day, and he said, "Now listen, you buzzards, to every word I say. We've got to have more hell on earth, and we've got to have it fast, 'cause the folks up there are starting to think this peace is going to last. We're going to start another war, and get this straight, you guys. This time I expect results instead of alibis. So I'm giving you all fair warning, get that lead out of your seat, or as sure as my name is Satan, I'm going to turn on more heat." There was silence for a moment as brimstone filled the place and the fiery furnace reflected on the devil's ugly face. And then he grabbed his pitchfork and banged it on the floor and yelled, "Speak up, you numbskulls, what are you waiting for?" One henchman spoke up bravely, "I know what we should do. I saw it all in a dream I had, and this time it's bound to come true." "Sit down," the devil shouted, "and hide your silly face. We heard from you in 39, you and your super race." Again that awful silence like the calm before the storm, while the devil sat there scowling, his red eyes filled with scorn. Then spoke a second henchman, his voice polite and meek. "I ask the honorable Satan, excuse please, may I speak?" "Well, well," the devil chuckled, "my old Pearl Harbor friend, so nice to have you with us in our cozy little den. I've reserved a nest of rattlesnakes to keep you company. I'm sure they'll make you happy, you're so much alike, you see." "And by the way," said Satan, "you'll both be glad to know, another dear old pal of yours is with us here below. I gave this very special guest the warmest room in hell, and it has a private balcony where he can strut and yell. And soon there'll be another guy come down to join our show. I've made his reservations under the name of Joe. Right now he's quite a big shot, building guns and tanks, but he'll be right here with us when he tries to whip the Yanks."
It's time to say goodbye to you. Hey, weeds, I'm tired of seeing you growing in my crops. Hey, weeds, goodbye to you. I'm saying goodbye to you. Thanks to Dacamine.
Now, you'll be saying goodbye, weeds, too, when you use Dacamine Weed Killer. You see, Dacamine gets to the root of this weed problem. Now, what I mean is, Dacamine works slower than most weed killers. Takes time to get the job done, right down to the roots. Another thing, Dacamine is non-volatile. Kills weeds only where you spray it. So if you want all-out weed control in corn, small grains, milo, rice, or pasture, just spray on Dacamine and hum this tune.
Hey, weed! It's time to say goodbye to you. Thanks to Dacamine.
Weed killer, that is, at farm stores everywhere.
Who was known as old Dirty Dan Magoo, was celebrating nothing, there was nothing else to do. Now where that no good marshal, he yelled in sheer delight, "I'll shoot that dad blame paddy waste, he'd best stay out of sight." Now the marshal heard this slander, and it made him kind of mad. Now hold your flapping jaw, he says. I've got you covered, Dad. Old Dan looked kind of funny. Then he dropped his gun. A flitting little bumblebee had stung him on the thumb. Dirty Dan Magoo, oh, Dirty Dan Magoo. The outlaw who was known as Dirty Dan Magoo. Aha, the marshal taunted. You didn't make your play. And I give you plenty warning, but you threw your chance away. So if you'd like a moment to make a last request, go right ahead and do it now. Relax and be my guest. Oh, please, sir, Mr. Marshal, before you shoot your gun, I'm going to take that last request before your job is done. Now, this here suit I'm wearing's my bib and tartan vest, so let me just remove the coat because it might get messed. Oh, Dirty Dan Magoo, Dirty Dan Magoo, let's all drink a snort or two to Dirty Dan Magoo. Now, the marshal eyed him closely, and he scratched his itchy head. He guessed it wouldn't bother none before he drilled him dead. So go ahead and take it off, if that's your Sunday best. And you can wear it later on when you're laid out to rest. Oh, thank you, Mr. Marshal. Yeah, you're really awful kind. Now, will you hold my coat for me? I reckon you won't mind. And now, before you kill me, just one more favor, please. May I take off my shirt and vest? I think I'm going to sneeze. Dirty Dan Magoo. Dirty Dan Magoo. Dirty Dan Magoo. Oh, all right, hurry up then. It's getting kind of late. My stomach's got the hungries, and besides, I got a date. So take your vest and shirt off, if that'll please you more. But hurry up and make it quick, because you're an awful bore. Oh, butter beans and balderdash, the marshal softly swore. I cannot drill you dead, he sobbed, nor kill no one no more. For tattooed on the crummy chest of Dirty Dan Magoo were the words, Dear Mother, inscribed in red and blue.
Said John Deere, he was dousing his eggs in ketchup, smelling like a whiskey and beer. In came a 5 foot redhead and threw hot coffee in his face. He went down with her on his back, and they began clearing the place. Fist fight at the Waffle House. Don't try to hide from it, hang. Open past 3 a.m. Don't try to play her for a fool. She was first in her class at cosmetology school. After 4 long months of marriage, you'd think they might figure it out. But it was just like her senior prom night. Fist fighting at the Waffle House. Covered up his face, rolled up in a ball like an armadillo on the dirty floor. She had a knee on his gullet and was yanking on his mullet. They'd been in this position before. With a coffee cup in one hand, she rode him underneath the booth. She swung it back, I could hear it crack as she chipped his last good tooth. Fist fight at the Waffle House. Don't try to hide from an angry teenage spouse. She left the engine running and the baby sleeping out in the car. She was crying as she laid into him. Mascara running down her acne-ridden crystal meth skin. You could smell the lice medication in her hair. Curse words flying from her mouth. Just like their wedding night. Fist fighting at the Waffle House. Now she was quick as a cat. She hit him so many times. You'd think her hands would have got sore. But when we thought it would end, she started hitting him again, telling him what it was for. This is for the time you got drunk on wine and wrecked our new used car. This is for the time you hocked my wedding ring to get some ones for the titty bar. And this is for making me live in a shack with four pit bulls and your drunken brother Tom. And this is for the time you drank a bottle of Jack and started kissing on my mom. Fist fight at the Waffle House. She bit his Leonard Skinner tattoo and he passed out. Then she went and hopped her Nova and drove it away. Her torn halter top was lying on the floor. He picked it up and he staggered out that door. Climbed up on his tractor, followed her home just as meek as a mouse. But they'll be back next Saturday night. Fist fighting at the Waffle House.
Got the feeling that you've been messing around on me. Baby, that's no way to be. You're trouble, such trouble. Supposed to be with me. You know that's no way to be. You're trouble, such trouble.
Stand still, cause you've got me going. Your slacks are low, and your hips are showing. Alabaster slabs. I take you, girl, as you're standing there. Your low-cut slacks and your long black hair. Ooh, look at it. Ooh. Don't want you going there with no one else, you hear me? Cause when I'm with you, I can't control myself. I'll snap your garters. The defense is down, and you've got me shaking. You've got me so that my nerves are breaking. Get them up. If you knew me like I know you, girl. Your knees would bend and bump, and your hair would curl all righty. Oh, oh, you make me move, yeah, like no one else. You hear me, little devil? Oh, and when I'm with you, oh, I can't control myself. Get in the wincy hats. Oh, oh, oh. Look at that. Look at like 2 gallon steaks. Oh, boom, boom. Oh, I've got this feeling that's inside of me. Oh, it makes me think of how things used to be. Oh, it makes me feel I've got stuck in. And when I'm with you at night, and we love, it's D-Day all over again. Oh, she's coming over, look at him shake. Jelly on a plate. Oh, what a pair of knockers. The great home. Oh, look at you. He shivers all over. Oh, my God. Where's my pills? I can't stand still. Because you've got me crooked. Your slacks are low. And your hips are showing like marble. Look at him. Ooh, I take a girl as you're standing there. Whoa, I do that. Your low cut slacks and your long black hair. Ooh, go on, you're going out with no one else. You hear me? Oh, Gladys, because when I'm with you, I can't control myself. Ooh, my braces are going to be about like Venetian blind. Will you stand still? Damn it for a minute, Joe. Come here. Come for this. Knickers, knackers, knackers. It's too much for one man to bear. And I'd love to bear it. What am I talking about?
She says,
when it comes to ringing, tractor boy, I've got news for you. Muck spreading Charlie rings you black and blue. Muck spreading Charlie rings you black and blue.
Guess that Nelly, she's just plain kinky. Going for a guy with a job that's stinky.
Thank you. "Come," said the chairman of the board, "let's tour the works. I always enjoy a nice tour of the works, in the course of which I'm sure we'll come across a niche that you'll find fits you neatly." Above us, the pink fluorescent ceiling purred, and heavy jungle leaves stirred in the ducted breeze. "I'll show you first," he said, "the factory floor." Then bop, we went to see Burp, the cake factory, toodle-up-a-dee-ba. We watched all the men burp, each one of them bop to his little bit in the assembly. First up, select a card burp with a recipe. Yuck, drop it in the slot bop, marked custard tart burp, ready for the next man, this one he jerks bop. A lever he burp has by his knee, toodle-up-a-dee-ba. It'll then discharge burp, a pasty turd bop, ready for the next man, this one he slice burp right through the top up of the grey pastry. Yuck, the crust inverts burp as it departs pop, ready for the next band, this one he drops burp it on the floor pop accidentally. Yuck, he tries to pick it up and get it back on the bench before the next one arrives, but it rolls under the machinery, so he grabs a nearby floor mop to rake it out, dusts it down his pants, runs up the line to get it back on the track just in time, ready for the next band, this one he squirts burp from a plastic jar burp all the flavory. Yuck, he fills up half up with avocado burp, ready for the next man, this one he works burp in a custard bop bop with a big squeegee. Yuck, he turns the curds burp and drops out pop burp, ready for the next man, this one he slurs burp in on the top up with a pink cherry. He hides the dirt burp with powdered chalk burp, ready for the next man, this one he curse burp with a guitar burp and a wet pink achoo coughs burp and wipes it off burp, ready for the next man, this one he jerks burp a bell and they burp or break for tea. Yippee!
Now we got a groove. Okay, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and welcome to whatever we call this now. It's still the bit slap, but I don't know what you call it, especially after the bunch of songs you just heard. In my defense, they all came from someplace that wasn't me. This is another journey into the 365 project, a product of, Otis Fodder and a whole bunch of other people, myself not included. This happened before, you know, when I was still kind of in the lost zone. But anyway, this all comes from one collection. There were two of them, 2003 and 2007. And you can go Google it, WFMU 365. You'll find it. Anyway, this is what we heard. We heard from a guy named Keith Mitchell. That was called Palaces of Fun. The music man was Rusty Goff. Goffy, two Fs and an E. Rockford, on my mind, from a collection called Make It in Rockford, like Cheap Trick did. Let's see, the cool pool shooter was Bobby Marks, about the monkey who could shoot pool. I've seen plenty of those, no big deal. Dirty Deeds Done with Sheep, don't know, they did not want to attach their name to this, so I don't know who it was. Fee-Fi Fiddly-I-O was Roberta Lynn, along with the legendary Thurl Ravenscroft, along with the Mellow Men. The Devil Called a Meeting. Oh my God, you know what this is? This is the ringtone I have assigned to my wife. Don't ever tell her. Where were we? The Devil Called a Meeting, Carson Robeson and the Pleasant Valley Boys. Roy Drewski, Decamine, an insect killer. All right, I'm sure it has something dirty in it. You can Google it or Wikipedia it. Dirty Dan Magoo was Grizz Green. After that was Brian Hayner, Fist Fight at the Waffle House. Again, been there, done that. Come on. Trouble was Marks and Lebzetter. From a collection called Rock and Other Four-Letter Words. Kind of a poetry, very odd thing. I bought it when it first came out, and I still don't understand it. There was a whole paperback book attached to it, too. It was weird. So that was something called Trouble. Les Dawson, after that, I Can't Control Myself. This comes with a PSA. Stay away from Les Dawson, all right? The signs are all there. You've been warned. Okay. And let's see. Muck Spreading Charlie was Don Estelle and Windsor Davis. And then we finished up with Keith Mitchell again. A tour of the works, I guess. This came without a title, so I'm just guessing. But anyway, got more coming up, and I feel sorry for you.
This editorial brought to you by the pale stale ale with the foam on the bottom and funny, funny labels on the bottles. Ladies and gentlemen, the president of Old Frothing Slosh.
Thank you, son. It has come to my attention that people are buying Old Frothing Slosh beer just to serve at parties to read the 6 new different labels to each other, laugh, and have a good time. To those people, I say go ahead. Get Old Frothing Slosh by the case or sick pack wherever you buy beer and snicker. Chuckle at the funny labels on the no-deposit, no-return bottles. But remember, Old Frothing Slosh is also a great beer for people without a sense of humor. Besides, how would you like to be a president and have everybody laugh at your product?
Come on, baby, and treat me right tonight. Come on, baby, and make me know tonight. You know, baby, I need your love tonight. Well, now don't deny, I fell in love with you, baby, right from the start. But if you ever decide to leave, you would break my heart. Come on, baby, what makes you so sweet? Baby, you make my life complete. Come on, baby, I need your love tonight. With you, baby, right from the start. But if you ever decide to leave, you would break my heart. Come on, baby, what makes you so sweet? Ooh, baby, you make my life complete. Come on, baby, I need your love tonight.
Come on, baby. That's it, baby.
There was a man with a toolbox who worked all day and all night. He made himself such a big one, he gave his family a fright. His banging bash was so noisy, they thought it never would end. His union said it was rumored that he was going round the bend.
Oh, it really is such a beauty, we've never seen the like of it before. Oh, the nation's proud, you've done your duty, if only you can get it through the door.
He built it standing and kneeling, he used about 2 miles of lead. He cracked a hole in the ceiling and pushed his father out of bed. The neighbors came round to snigger and watch him knock himself out. When it got bigger and bigger, they all began to sing and shout.
Oh, it really is such a beauty. We've never seen the like of it before. All the nations proud you've done your duty. If only you can get it through the door.
The Premier spoke to the country. This one's the biggest of all. We'll have it sent up to London and stick it in the Albert Hall.
Get back there, please. Stand back to your mind.
Here, what's it for, Governor?
I'm not sure, mate. I think the government's going to use it.
We're gathered here today to do honour to the man who has made the finest and biggest one in the world. Let us say together...
Oh, it really is such a beauty. We've never seen the like of it before. All the nations have done your duty. If only you could get it through the door.
One, two, three, push!
I told you you'd never get it through the door.
I'm outwardly calm, apparently normal, quick to smile and slow to peek. But I have a little quirk, a pattern, so to speak. I rarely, if ever, hold a job. I never finish my work. I'm an affable kind of a slob, a highly disorganized, placid sort of a jerk. I've got the will to fail, the will to fail. I have talents that I never use. I try to win, but I love to lose, because I've got the will to fail. It's such a thrill to fail, a thrill to fail. I've a backward kind of basic need. I get my kicks when I don't succeed, because I've got the will to fail. I seem to make an effort, but I never do connect. And while I'm very rational, I'm seldom, if ever, practically never correct. Because I've got the will to fail, the will to fail. I secretly am enjoying myself, but slowly I'm destroying myself. I think I got a tiger by the tail, a tiger called the will to fail. Make an effort, but I never do connect. And while I'm very rational, I'm seldom, if ever, practically never correct, because I've got the will to fail, the will to fail. I secretly am enjoying myself, while slowly I'm destroying myself. I think I got a tiger by the tail, tiger called the will to fail.
If you ever fall out of love, I'll be waiting in line. If you ever call out of love, I'll be glad to reply. Chuffy, chuffy, swear it for me, swear it for you. See what I mean? Love is the mean for a cup of the free. Whenever you the flower.
Sideband, the rhythm of the night still silent. calling you these posies. Bird, you're the bird of them all.
Back from way down under, cheers like roars of thunder. Welcome you today.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bird, hip, hip, hooray. We're glad you're home, so listen what we say. We love you, bird.
You're through with wintry crossing.
Bird, you're the bird of them. Bird, you're the bird of them. Bird, you're the bird of them.
Disappeared around the corner. All I saw were three doors and the top of her bikini. I made it through the first door. There's a party going on. I asked about the chick, but what they said was freaky.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom.
On the bottom part, behind the second door, which took me to Africa, I presume. This really far-out cat was screaming half crazy. Ba 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 luma una loop bam boom. I said, hey man, cut that jive. You tell me where that chick went. But he looked at me as space as he could be, and he said these words, and I wonder what he meant.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom.
What does that mean? Don't you just love it? Don't you just love it? Don't you love it? Don't you love it? Oh, yeah. Don't you love it? Don't you just love it? Boom, boom. I opened the third door, and there she was. And she whispered so very sexy and low. I tried to do the same, impress her with my style. And why I said this, I'll never know. I'll never know.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom.
She drove me nuts.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom,
that's about as sexy as I'm ever gonna get.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it?
Baby, you know we go for a ride, just to see the trees in the countryside. We go to the market when it's nice and sunny. I think I'll pick up something cute for my honey. A little old man says I got a magic lamp. You put it in your apartment and it'll look just camp. I gave him $5, I said thanks for the jug. My baby picked it up and then she gave it a rub. And that's the last time I ever saw my baby. Thunder and lightning, everything got crazy. Boom, boom. Crash, crash. Bang, bang. Bye, bye. Why did she have to go? I love that baby and I'm missing her so. Boom, gaga, hunka. Boom, gaga, hunka. Boom, gaga, hunka. Gaga, honka, boom, 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 gaga
Chicago Honka, Chicago Honka, Chicago Honka, Chicago Honka, Chicago Honka. Now I spend my time just roaming around the world, looking for my lamp and my long lost girl. Then to the markets of Africa and Spain, across the demon jungle and the pouring rain. Every place I go and everyone I meet, tell them about my baby and my soft, soft feet. So if you see my gal and that little lamp of magic, send them put home before I do something tragic. And that's the last time I ever saw my baby. B-A-B-E, thunder and lightning, everything got crazy. Boom, boom. Said crash, crash. I said a bang bang. I said a bye bye. Boom boom. Crash crash. Bang bang. Bye bye. Boom boom. Crash crash.
sassy, Ulysses Al. 今日も朝からラジオをつけて、
sassy, Ulysses Al。
合わせるチャンネル波乗り情報、
sassy, Ulysses Al。
どんな波が来るのやら、
痛いと不安で胸いっぱい。
海へ行けば俺だって。サーファーやろう、サーフィン USSR。 次の大波はいつになることやら、分かっちゃいない、サーフィン USSR。 だから俺たちには今しかないんだ、ウォーウォーウォー、サーフィン、サーフィン、USSR。 サーフィン、サーフィン、USSR。
ソビエトへ、サーフィン、サーフィン、USSR。
こんな俺でもこの国じゃ
珍しがられて人気者、
君もこれからボードを買っておいらと一緒にサーフィンやろう、サーフィン、USSR。 次の大波はいつになることやら、わかっちゃいない、サフィン USSR。 だから俺たちには今しかないんだ、ウォーウォーウォー、サフィン、サフィン、サフィン、サフィン、サフィン、サフィン、 USSR。 ワウ
Suddenly, I realize how much I feel about you. Suddenly, I realize how much I really care. Though many years have come and gone since we have been together, the memories still so strong.How could I live without you so long? Suddenly, I realize how much I feel about you. Suddenly, I realize how much I really care. Now comes to me the world I knew.Filled with dreams and wonder, in love once shared, a miracle grew. My life's worth is not without you. Suddenly, I realize the loneliness with. Suddenly, I realize how much I feel.About you. Suddenly, I realize how much I really care.
Said, be sure to choose the raisin toast and popped into the bread.
They sang.
Okay, please pay attention as I come crawling into your consciousness. We'll be there but just a moment, but this is important. You should hear this because you may never hear any of these things again, so remember them. They're sure as hell going to remember you. We started with Big John and the Buzzards, a Phil Ravenscroft thing. Oop Shoop! You heard that by Shirley Gunther and the something or others. Such a Beauty was Clive Dunn. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Will to Fail was Katie Lee. Katie left us about a year and a half ago. She was just had her 98th birthday. She's been around. She's got a lot of stuff. And this is from an album called, was it The Will to Fail? I don't know, Songs of Psychopaths or something. Forget I mentioned it. But look her up. Coffee Toffee Squares was the Alta Tension Singers. Means Carmelitos de Cafe. I don't know. Lydia Roslanova. I can't see if that's a T or an L. I gotta go to my eye doctor. Meadow Duckling, that was. The Bird Song was Fracture, followed by Bird. Did you see what I did there? That was Tony Randall. Got that? And then Chickaboom. Yeah, that voice is familiar. You still know it from way back. That was Ted Knight. Ted Baxter to you. Chet Boland's after that. Boom, boom. Sakura and the Guests. I'm sorry, Sakura and the Quests. And Boom Boom, cover of an old blues song. Surfing USSR was Toru and Kojima. Let's see, Charles Stephen Page, Suddenly. I don't think it was Suddenly. I think whatever has been creeping up on him for a while. So anyway, Soviet Jewelry, Jewel, L-E-R-Y, two L's, J-E-W-E-L-L-E-R-Y. Not sure what that means, but that was B.B. Gabor from way back. Special Delivery was the California Poppy Pickers, I swear to Christ. And then Raisins in My Toast from Danny Jones. From something that's all about the Waffle House. Varkas unearthed this a while ago, and I've been pursuing it, trying to figure it out, and there's all these songs about Waffle House. Apparently they have their own jukebox or something. I don't know. I'll research that, and I'll get back to you on it. In the meantime, please enjoy the following selections, and don't blame me. I am only the messenger, and I will be back next week with songs of whatever.
Any place you like to meet, you Just imagine what this world would be if we'd never heard of glass. Civilization as we know it could never have come to pass. Many things we take for granted could never, never be. The world would be a sorry place. Listen closely, you'll agree. There would never be picture windows as we know them. No electric lights to burn at night. Without the crystal mirrors in our homes, wouldn't most of us look aside? How would Daddy improve the vision of his tired eyes? How could scientists tell the world about the blue skies? There'd be no telescopes, no microscopes, if we lived in a world without glass. How do you think your sister could ever buy groceries? Without the aid of glass, there'd be no bottles or jars to show what the foods are. Pity your sister, the poor, poor lass. Can you picture the missus in a glassless kitchen? What would the neighbors do without your television? The take-for-granted things, the most essential things, are always made of glass.
Have you ever stopped to think of how many important things are made of glass?
I never really thought about it, but let's see. Our nice crystal glassware, my fancy perfume bottle, the glass coffee maker, medicine bottle, camera lens.
Oh, that's only the beginning. How about milk bottles and the fruits and vegetables that we always buy in glass jars?
Ooh, and remember when Dr. Brown advised us to buy only baby foods that are packed in glass to protect the baby's health?
Yes. Why, even my fishing rod is made of glass. And how about the one-way beer bottles? Aren't they wonderful?
I should say they are. My kitchen doesn't get all cluttered up with bottles that must be returned. They don't take up nearly as much room in the refrigerator.
They chill faster, stay cold longer, they're much cheaper, and beer tastes like it should from a bottle. What's more, you know that bottle was made just for you.
How about radio tubes? Don't they use glass?
Yes. Without glass, we wouldn't have radio. In fact, we couldn't have recorded this song.
But what about the people responsible for the manufacture of glass? They really deserve a lot of credit.
42,000 skilled employees supply the world with products made from glass. They make those bottles and jars to show what the foods are. They've got a union that rates first class. Many thanks to the members of the association, who for more than 100 years have served the nation. The take-for-granted things, the most essential things, are always made of glass, are always.